And it's Monday, although in China they are calling it Black Monday. The stock market there dropped 8.5% today, and that sent sell-off ripples around the world.
Right here in the U.S., the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1,000 points right at the opening bell, but then gained back some of those losses almost immediately. That, by the way, Robin, was the biggest intraday drop for the Dow ever, 1,000 points.
It was quite something to watch.
Yeah, it was a little scary at the moment, but Diane Swonk joins us now to calm us down. Perhaps she's chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago. And Diane, why shouldn't people be panicking today on a day when we see such a huge drop?
You know, the important thing to remember on days like this is, what do we know? We know that the market turbulence is driven by uncertainty, and some of that uncertainty was compounded by the Federal Reserve and their inability to commit or not commit to rate hikes in September. They can take that uncertainty off the table. We also know that we entered this period of turbulence with a tailwind of economic momentum that's very positive. Not only is employment picking up, but we also saw the housing market picking up. And at the end of the day, the wealth effects tied to housing and people's home values trumps that compared to stock prices.
But when you say that the Fed should take that uncertainty off the table, how do they do that? Does the Fed chair Janet Yellen come out today and say, everybody calm down, we're not going to raise rates next month?
Basically, you're going to see it if you don't see it from the Fed and some coordinated moves by central banks across the world. They're already, you can guarantee it, talking to each other. You will see by Saturday, Stan Fisher, who is vice chairman of the Fed, will come out and say, listen, we're more concerned about inflation than we were in just a few weeks ago. Lower oil prices, falling import prices from many of these emerging markets could lower inflation more. And that is reason for us to stay on the sidelines. Also, uncertainty about global economic growth. All those factors give them some decisive reasons to stay on the sidelines in September and not do their first rate hike in nearly a decade.
But isn't the main cause of this trouble in the market coming from China, worries about a slowdown in China?
There's no question that worries about a slowdown in China are the 800-pound gorilla in the jungle here. But, of course, that's not the only animal in the jungle. I think it's important to put China is very large. It's now the second largest economy in the world next to the United States. Yes, we are worried about a slowdown in China. Also, it's though a lack of clarity about Chinese policy. We do know that the Chinese government has an ability to stimulate, not the most effective stimulus, obviously, and they've compounded some of their problems. They're on a learning curve, a very long learning curve. I think we will see enough stimulus from them for them to creep along. I'm not sure we're going to see enough stimulus for their own population to keep those people in the middle class who have gained some momentum in recent years in China and come out of poverty very happy. And that's another issue for China is social unrest.
The political side of things, which we've talked about, but what about a deep slowdown in China? What kind of effect would that have on our economy in the United States?
Well, the most important issue is it doesn't take a hard landing, an actual contraction in growth in China for the Chinese economy to suffer pretty dramatically. You only need to slow down growth to the 5% range or so, maybe a little above that, where they may be close to now, to see a loss in growth in the middle class. And that's something that is the biggest problem, because what we were betting on is that China would be the next big consumers out there. And when their middle class is no longer growing, in fact, may be contracting, you no longer have that huge pent-up demand that many had hoped to tap. And that's why you're seeing many domestic stocks that have exposure to these emerging markets hit as much as 40% of the money of many of the S&P 500 stocks actually is earned abroad. Not all of it in China, but China is, as I mentioned, the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
There are going to be some analysts who look at this and say this is a necessary correction. We have had such a huge run-up in stocks over the last many years since the financial crisis that, of course, they're going to come down at some point. They always do.
There certainly is gravity at play here, and I think that is true. I think also the reality that central banks can only do so much. The hope was that, you know, the policies that have been enacted would stimulate growth enough so that markets would eventually catch up with the underlying fundamentals. The reality is that profits have been okay, but not spectacular. They were great coming out of the crisis. We saw a lot of restructuring, but of balance sheets, we have a lot less debt. We have a lot more cash on corporate balance sheets than we once did. That's also a buffer against a slowdown in the global economy and a buffer against the stock market volatility. That said, did what we see actually, was it justified? And I think we did get a little bit ahead of ourselves, and now we've got to allow the economy to catch up. The willingness of the Federal Reserve to stand on the sidelines and allow the economy economy to catch up a little more and get that temperature of the economy a little hotter, I think is what this market will need.
What should the average person do, though, as they watch the market drop like this day after day?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I know how hard it is. It's, you know, it, for me, I'm up all night watching the markets in China as well. It's like riding a roller coaster ride. I always go back to do what you know. What do you know? What does the money coming into your house look like? What does your home value look like? What does your current situation look like? And the bottom line is, it's not perfect by any means from what it was before the crisis, but it's a lot better than it was just a few years ago. And we are seeing some tailwind of momentum. The extra bonus point is that we're going to see lower prices at the pump, which for the overwhelming majority of consumers is great news. I wish we felt it sooner here in Chicago. We got some refinery problems and we're not feeling it as much, but we will get to it in the next couple of weeks. And those lower prices at the pump are just a much needed, it's like a tax cut across the board for U.S. consumers.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial in Chicago on this very big day, bad day in the U.S. markets and markets around the world. Diane, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.